Hello.
Yes, my name is Asia. I was giving you a call about customer support. You stated your bank had contacted you. Was any disputes made with your bank, ma'am?
Excuse me? Your what?
Yes, my name is Asia. I was giving you a call back with customer support. You stated your bank had contacted you about the charges on your account. Was any disputes made with your bank?
They stopped all charges to my bank.
Okay,
that
so.
It's not what I ordered, except they, like me, misunderstood. I'm using a nice word there. That each of those items were $4.95. The two items together were supposed to be $4.95 total.
Was any dispute?
They refused all charges that were not what I understood were correct.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. Was any disputes made with your bank?
No, I was waiting to get the second package.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Hold for just a moment.
What the hell?
I'm still here. One moment. I'm still here, okay?
Why am I holding for somebody that won't honor an order?
Yes, I'm reviewing your account. One second. Okay, so you would have to have your bank to contact us to get your money back into your account, okay? You would just have to have your bank to contact us, ma'am.
How do they contact you?
Yes, they will have to give us a call back, and I'm going to give you the number so they can call.
I'm waiting. Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready to write it down.
I'm ready.
599-555-0826.
Now, when they call this number, are they going to put on hold for an hour and then tell them to hit 3 and you'll call them back and you don't for 2 days and you got to call back? Is this one of those numbers? And what information should they give them?
Unfortunately, you would just have to have your bank to contact us stating that they no disputes was made so you can get your money back.
Who are they supposed to ask for? What are they supposed to?
So, ma'am, we have over different people in our company that will be able to assist them. So, you would just have to have your bank to contact us.
Ma'am, I must not speak English. Okay, my question is, what do they say when someone answers the phone? What should they reference?
Okay, can I have you hold for just a moment?
Yes, why not?
I'm still here. One moment. Thank you. I'm still here, okay? One second. Okay, so ma'am, we would have to have information to verify with them that no disputes was filed. So when they call, we will be able to assist them with the refund.
Ma'am, you sell thousands of items. You sell to thousands of people. So I'm to tell my bank to call this phone number and tell whoever is there to send me back $4.95 to my bank account, and you're going to know what they're talking about? Is that
okay.
What you're telling me?
So we will have a representative to help your bank.
Listen, I know you'll have a representative, supposedly. What information from my bank does that representative need in order to get this transaction fixed? I mean, they can't just call and say, hey, my customer at this bank was overcharged and wants $4.95 credited back to this bank. But you're not going to do that. Right?
Hold for just a moment, please.
Jesus Christ almighty, damn.
And I'm still here. One moment. Okay, so ma'am, we will have to locate an account for your bank, and we will have to verify with your bank that there wasn't any disputes filed.
I've never talked to anybody that doesn't understand what I'm saying the way this is. Okay, my bank is going to call this number. I'm going to assume that somebody will answer it and not have them try back for 2 days before they get through like I just did. So we assume that somebody at this number is going to answer. And my bank is going to say, our customer, Nelda Pryor, was overcharged $4.95 on an order that she made with your company.
And that's correct. We will have a representative.
They're going to ask my bank to give them what information to verify whatever.
Okay, so you will have to have your bank to contact us to verify no dispute file.
Oh, God, you're driving me nuts. I understand the bank has to call the freaking number. That's obvious. When they call the number and somebody at this number answers the phone, they need some kind of information to verify that I placed an order, they need some information. What do they need from the bank so I can make sure the bank has that information? What the hell?
Hold for just a moment, please. Thank you.
Again? I've been on the phone all morning with you people and trying to get you. God.
Okay, so ma'am, you would have to request your bank to do a conference call so you can be on the line with them. So you would have to add your bank to the call with you.
I don't do conference calls. Hey, I don't do some conference calls. I've got a simple phone, and I don't do that kind of stuff.
And we would have to
verify
your
name. And you're saying that 10 minutes after into this conversation? No, I'm not going to be on any conference call with anybody, ever.
Okay, so ma'am, we will have to verify your name and your address to locate an account. And once that is done, we will have to have the bank to verify nothing has been filed on the charges.
You're speaking a foreign language to me.
Okay, so ma'am, we will have to have you to verify your name and address to locate an account once the bank is on the line. And when we do that, you will have to have your bank to verify nothing has been filed on the charges.
That I haven't filed a complaint with the bank on the overcharge.
That's correct. You will have to have your bank
to
contact
us. Obviously, I haven't, because until this morning, just a few minutes ago, I didn't know I had been overcharged. So hell no, I haven't. But I'll go to the bank sometime today. It can't be right this minute. But I'll go to the bank and I'll tell them to call this number. I'm going to assume somebody's going to answer at this number. It's not a one of those you put them on hold for hours.
Unfortunately, no, ma'am. We will have a
oh,
representative.
God, shut up. I know what information you need now. You need my name and phone number and address so they can check and see. Good. Be damn. I've never heard of such stupidity in my life.
Okay, so you would have to have your bank to contact us, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
I'd suggest you change fucking jobs, okay? Goodbye.
Okay, thank you for calling us support, and I hope you have a great day.